Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome CEO of Siemens Energy's Wind Power Americas business, Mark Albans.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for coming to this event. I'm Mark Albans, CEO of Siemens Wind Energy Americas, and I'm proud to be with you here today. At Siemens, your safety is always our top priority, so I'd like to start with some general safety instructions in the unlikely event an alarm goes off. In the event of an emergency, please be sure to follow instructions given by Siemens plant staff. Additionally, if you experience a medical incident or an emergency, please notify Siemens staff persons immediately. You can identify Siemens employees by their uniform or by their white lanyards with the Siemens logo. To distinguish guests from employees, all guests will have the Siemens lanyard with the blue logo. Now, I know our facility has hosted some important people and prominent guests over the last years, but I'm particularly pleased to be joined today by many of the people who have made this important event possible. Governor Branstad, Congressman Dave Loebsack, Mr. Furman, Adam Wright, Tom Kiernan, Chairman of American Wind Energy Association, and Mayor Smith and Marion, and various members of the Chambers of Commerce and Economic Development Organizations. It is due to their part, their vision, their leadership and dedication that we are here to celebrate not only the largest wind expansion in Iowa, but also the largest onshore wind turbine project in the world. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Furman. Mr. Furman is President and CEO of Mid-American Energy Company. He is also president of Mid-America Renewables, LLC. The companies are subsidiaries of Mid-American Energy Holdings Company, which Bill joined in 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Furman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. This has been an incredible journey for us as we've continued to build our wind fleet out, and obviously our partnership with Siemens has been exceptional, and I've had the great honor of working with Mark and several others of the Siemens team, and obviously we couldn't do this without the help of all of you out in the audience. From Governor Branstad to our Iowa delegation to local regulators, administrators, county commissioners, and especially landowners, we thank you for your help and your support as we've been able to go forward and build this sort of a project. As Mark noted, this is the largest onshore order of wind that's in the history, and we're very proud to be a part of that, and we're excited to report that construction has started. In fact, one of our projects has already been completed with Siemens turbines and is online and operating. The Vienna 2 project that we started later this year has already become online. And with the help of Siemens and the help of our contractors, we're able to bring these 44 megawatts on, and it's the first piece of our 1,050 megawatt expansion, which we're thrilled to be doing this in the state of Iowa. We're thrilled to be partnering with Siemens as we go forward with this expansion, and we can't think of a better organization to work with. With the help of our construction contractors, Mortenson Construction and Wanzek Construction, we plan to install 506 megawatts in 2014, and then the remaining 500 megawatts will be built in 2015. And frankly, if the federal government decides to extend the production tax credits, we'd be very excited about trying to do additional projects going forward. So we don't want to be done, but we certainly are excited with the projects that we have in front of us. Once complete, our Wind 8 expansion will consist of 448 Siemens turbines, and all of those blades will be manufactured right here in Fort Madison, and we couldn't be prouder for that to be happening in Iowa, but even more so, we couldn't be prouder to have this facility actually in our service territory. The great thing about these wind projects for us is that not only does it provide us with a hedge for our customers going forward in an era of reduced coal generation, more focus on renewable energy, but we're also able to do it in a manner that we can actually return money to our customers. And in this particular project, we're investing $1.9 billion, and we're actually crediting our customers back $10 million a year, which is virtually unheard of of a project of this magnitude. And again, it's because of the partnerships that we have with Siemens, the partnerships that we have with our construction partners. And again, it's because of the atmosphere and the ability of our public and private partnerships to work with the federal government to optimize the production tax credits and bring that value back to the state of Iowa and back to our customers in the form of reduced rates and a better hedge for the long term for the reduction of fossil fuels that we know that are going to come. So we look forward to continuing our relationship with all of our stakeholders. We're thrilled to be able to highlight this project. We're thrilled to be able to highlight the Siemens manufacturing process. We do have a website, www.minamerican.com, that is going to have a special Wind 8 section that will highlight all of this that we'd love to have people going forward to. And most importantly, we're thrilled to be continuing our relationship with Siemens over the long term. So thank all of you very, very much for your help. The work that you do is critical in making this project a success, and we simply couldn't do it without you. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, boss.
Thank you, Mr. Furman. We very much appreciate your company's leadership in renewable energy development and look forward to working with you on this project in the future. It's now my great pleasure to introduce one of the nation's champions of renewable energy and green jobs, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad. He served as governor from 1983 to 1989 and again in 2011 until present. He has also served in the Iowa House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Governor Branstad. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark Albans. Thank you for that nice introduction. Bill Furman, it's great to be with you here for this exciting announcement. And it's always fun to come back to Fort Madison and to be here today with Congressman Loebsack. And I want to especially say thank you to Congressman Loebsack and all the members of the Iowa Congressional Delegation that helped extend this production tax credit, because it was critically important for the jobs here and for this particular project. $1.9 billion is the biggest economic development project in Iowa history. So it's an exciting day for Siemens. It's an exciting day for Mid-America Energy, and it's an exciting day for Iowa. Projects like this Mid-America Energy 1,050 megawatt wind expansion continues to make Iowa a recognized leader in renewable energy. According to the American Wind Energy Association, Iowa currently ranks in the top three states when it comes to construction of wind power generation. Approximately 25% of our state's energy portfolio comes from wind alone, and that's going to continue to grow. In Iowa, we've set some important milestones. In the early 1990s, in the early 1980s, Iowa's governor in 1983 and signed the first in the nation renewable portfolio standard, which has now been copied by, I think, about 24 other states. And that opened the door for the development of wind energy starting in northwest Iowa. And now we see it in many places all across the state. We then worked with our congressional delegation to implement federal production credits, tax credits. And those, as you know, have been off again, on again over the years. We're glad they're back on again. And certainly this project, because of the fact that if the project is started before the end of 2013, it qualifies. And that is very important. And we're very appreciative, not only that they passed it, but also that the language offers the opportunity, if the project started, that it is entitled to the credits. And we now have an Iowa-based energy company placing the world's largest onshore order for wind turbines. And look at these blades. I mean, they are gigantic. It's pretty impressive to see the size of the blades that are being built here in this plant. Approximately 1,000 construction jobs will be added to Iowa's economy during the next 2 years of the construction period. 448 new wind turbines. Approximately 40 new permanent jobs will be added. Also, in terms of the maintenance for this project. Of course, in addition to that, those jobs with MidAmerica Energy, it secures 500 jobs for employees here, Siemens in Fort Madison. And I'm proud to say in Lee County, we've gone from an unemployment of 10.9% when I took office to 6.4%, and we're not done yet. It's hard to believe that this Siemens factory produced the first blade in just 2007, and now more than 9,000 blades have been manufactured and shipped. And I understand they're also making blades that are exported outside the United States in this plant as well. That's a tremendous accomplishment for which the Siemens employees in this room should be honored and recognized. And now MidAmerica Energy is doing it again with this major investment. $1.9 billion wind expansion announcement is definitely putting more Iowans to work and putting Iowa on the map as a leader in renewable energy. Wind projects foster economic development while demonstrating our state's commitment to renewable energy and protecting the environment. As a leader in wind generation, I welcome this opportunity to honor and recognize both of these companies, Siemens and MidAmerica Energy, for this very significant event. This project will also create annual benefits to the landowners who receive payments for having these wind turbines on their property. And it does provide property tax revenue to many counties across the state where this project is located. So it is a win-win-win, and wind all the way around. Iowans are going to reap significant benefits from this. It's exciting to be with you today to celebrate this significant announcement and the fact that MidAmerica Energy has chosen to have all the blades made right here by Siemens in Fort Madison. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Governor. Now I'd like to introduce Congressman Dave Loebsack. He represents Iowa's 2nd District, which encompasses most of southern and eastern Iowa, including the community here in Fort Madison. In Congress, Congressman Loebsack serves as the House Armed Services Committee and on the Committee of Education and Workforce. Please welcome Congressman Loebsack.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Bill. And thanks to the governor for having me here today. I just want to make a couple of introductory remarks. This is my third time that I've been here at this plant. And not on any one of those occasions did we have this kind of a production. I think what this tells me is that if I want to be a part of a production like this, I either have to be with the President of the United States or with the Governor of Iowa. Some chief executive officer or something, some sort. But it is pretty fantastic. I've seen the ups and downs of this plant over the years. I was elected in 2006. I first came here during my first term in office. If I remember correctly, it was kind of a snowy Saturday morning, and Jared, who's with me, driving me, I think we were kind of risking life and limb to get here that day. And there wasn't a lot going on. There was production beginning, and we knew that this was going to be a great plant, but it was just kind of in its infancy at that time. And then I came at another point when things were beginning to ramp up, and as I said, it's gone up and down over the years. It's great that it's going to be ramping up pretty dramatically thanks to MidAmerican, and I really appreciate that partnership so much. I've been a champion of wind energy since before I got elected to Congress. I was happy to receive last year the American Wind Energy Association's Wind Energy Champion. Some folks kind of make fun of congressmen getting that, I suppose, because, you know, we're politicians and we're kind of windy as it is. But it's a big deal, and I'm pretty sure Steve King received it 1 year as well. That demonstrates the bipartisanship of this issue. And I would be remiss if at least one of us, we would be if at least one of us didn't recognize the fact that Chuck Grassley couldn't be here today because the Senate's in session. And Chuck is often referred to as the father of wind energy here in Iowa, and I think throughout much of the country. He's responsible for that production tax credit in the first place. And I think that tells us something about the bipartisan nature of the support for wind energy. And that, of course, is at a time when Congress is anything but bipartisan and anything but functional. We saw what happened here in Iowa last year. The governor and the legislature came together to get things done. And that's a credit to all of them, I have to say. That's not happening in Washington very much right now, as you all know. We did pass a bit of a budget measure just last week in the House. Hopefully it's going to get passed in the Senate. And I was asked today if that's a harbinger of better things to come in Congress. I'm not sure that it is, because we've got to set aside our partisan differences. We have to work together. I'm glad that the production tax credit was extended last year and that you folks are able to take advantage of it. And as the governor said, it's a project that, while it's not actually going to be completed until next year, until after this calendar year, that extension allows you folks to take advantage of that PTC because the project is beginning in this calendar year. But now what we're up against is the expiration of the PTC on December 31st, unless Congress acts again to extend it again. And the problem, in no small measure, is that I was sent home on Friday, and so we're not going to get it finished this calendar year in the House. And in both the Senate and the House, they're holding that particular extender, they call it, that particular tax credit, hostage to something bigger, and that is comprehensive tax reform. And I don't want to be too terribly cynical about this, because everyone in this room is no doubt cynical about Congress at the moment. But who here expects that there's going to be comprehensive tax reform in the Congress anytime soon? I'll bet not a one of you. So the bottom line is, we have to go back in January, and we have to fight like heck to make sure that we get things like the production tax credit renewed at least for another year in lieu of any kind of overall tax reform. I'd like to see that, of course, but the reality is it's unlikely to happen anytime soon. So we've got to get the PTC renewed. We have to do it on a retroactive basis, too, so that we can cover all of 2014. That's why I'm here today, to celebrate this great, as was mentioned, public-private partnership. We're talking about folks at all levels of government: Congress, state, county, local government, and private industry. And the combination of all those folks combined can create great things like this event today and what we're going to see happening from here, the production of these blades. And so thank you so much for being here. Thank you again, Governor. Thanks all of you who've worked on this project, MidAmerican and Siemens, and I'm looking forward to coming back when the production gets ramped up. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Thanks. No problem.
Thank you, Congressman. Our next speaker joined the American Wind Energy Association as its CEO earlier this year after having spent 15 years as president of the National Parks Conservation Association. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Tom Kiernan.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark, very much. It's wonderful to be here with all of you. First things first, I do want to congratulate Siemens and MidAmerican on this extraordinary announcement. I spent a lot of time thinking and observing what's happening in the wind industry. This is a precedent-setting event, the largest order onshore ever. Congratulations to all of you for making it happen, and also, in a way, congratulations to Iowa consumers. They're going to be having more clean, affordable, homegrown electricity here in this great state. I have three quick points that I want to make, and then I frankly want to get onto the tour of this factory. That's why I'm really looking forward to seeing what you all produce here at this blade manufacturing facility. So three quick points. First, the future of the wind industry is extraordinary. When you look at the fact that last year, wind energy was the number one new source of electricity in this country. More wind generation was added to the grid than any other type of electric generation. 42% of all new electric generation was wind this past year. And that's because, yes, there are environmental benefits, and they're very important, but the cost of wind energy has dramatically declined, 90% in the last two decades, 30% decline in wind energy costs in the last 3 years. And I want to come back to something Bill mentioned a couple minutes ago and put an exclamation point on it. He said that they were investing in wind energy and passing the savings on back to their consumers. That's extraordinary. That it's got wind energy has all the environmental benefits, no carbon, no water use, et cetera, no pollution, and it's the least expensive form out there in Iowa. That's one reason why the wind industry is doing so well. Second point I want to make, though, the wind industry is doing well, but we have this extraordinarily problematic boom-bust cycle, the PTC, which is important, but it's on again, off again, on again, off again. Last year, it was the number one. Wind energy was the number one source. We produced 13,000 megawatts of new wind energy last year when we knew that we had the PTC. The first 6 months of this year, when the pipeline, we didn't know we were going to have the PTC extended. We went from 13,000 megawatts last year to 1 megawatt installed in the first 6 months of this year. You can't run an industry if you've got that type of boom and bust and boom and bust. We need to get the message to Congress, enough of the on again, off again. What we need to do is create a more stable policy environment. And that leads me to my third point that I want to share with you this morning. There are two different ways of doing that. One is, if there were to be, and I agree with the congressman, I don't think it's terribly likely, if there were to be comprehensive tax reform, the wind industry is game. If Congress were to remove all the subsidies from every energy source, hey, the wind industry can compete on its own. But the PTC needs to be extended. It's good for the economy. It's good for the environment. It's good for jobs throughout this country in creating clean, affordable, homegrown electricity. Again, congratulations to MidAmerican and Siemens, to all of you on a great, great project. Look forward to working with you going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations,
buddy. Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Tom. As I stated earlier, I'm extremely grateful to be here today to celebrate the largest wind turbine order ever in history. I would like to start by thanking the great state of Iowa for its unwavering support of renewable energy. With nearly 25% of the electricity generated by wind power, Iowa is clearly a leader in renewable energy development. I'm especially grateful again to the governor, congressman, and again Senators Tom Harkin and Chuck Grassley. They, along with other federal, state, and local representatives, have been instrumental in getting the production tax credit extended this year, which, as Bill pointed out, is a deciding factor in the development of the new wind projects we're celebrating here today. I would like to also take this opportunity to thank Governor Brownback of Kansas and Senators Jerry Moran and Pat Roberts of Kansas, who cannot be with us today, but who have also been very supportive of the tax credit and wind energy in general. Our facility in Hutchinson, Kansas, is supplying all of the nacelles and hubs for the 448 wind turbines for the Mid-America Energy product, and they're also benefiting, just like Fort Madison, for this great order. The size and magnitude of this order clearly is evidence that the federal production tax credit is working. It continues to boost new job growth and economic investment in the United States while keeping electricity low and encouraging development of proven renewable energy. This order supports more than 800 jobs in Fort Madison and Hutchinson, at our Blade facility here, and again at our Nacelle and Hub facility in Kansas. Additionally, Broadwind Towers, with facilities in Wisconsin and Texas, will supply the towers for this project. This order supports approximately 500 jobs in their facilities. The Iowa Economic Development Authority has also given this project jobs multiplier of 3.2. This means that this order impacts more than just the Fort Madison facility. You could say that for every Siemens job here, this order creates 3.2 additional jobs in direct, indirect, and induced functions. Additionally, as also pointed out, this project will create approximately 1,000 construction jobs over the next 2 years, and approximately 40 permanent jobs will be added when the expansion is complete. It is a clear positive economic impact of these projects is helping revive communities, states, and the United States as a whole. However, in order to give the wind industry the certainty it needed and to continue to make investments such as this order, American wind power needs a predictable, stable, and pro-growth tax policy. This is critical to keep the development of more efficient technology, creating new U.S. jobs, and the continued investment of up to $25 billion U.S. dollars in the economy each year. In the absence of a comprehensive tax reform policy, our nation needs a multi-year PTC extension to continue to make investments and achieve competitive parity with other forms of energy. We will continue to work with the American Wind Energy Association and our elected officials to ensure the long-term sustainability of wind power. And now but not least, I would like to thank and congratulate MidAmerican Energy. It's because of their leadership we would not be here today without celebrating this order. We have been fortunate to partner with MidAmerican Energy since 2008 when we supplied 76 wind turbines for our Adair farm in Adair County. Since then, we have supplied over 500 of advanced wind turbines for the MidAmerican projects throughout Iowa, totaling 1.2 gigawatts of renewable wind generation. And when this new project is completed in 2015, MidAmerican Energy and Siemens will have provided more than 2.2 gigawatts of wind-generated electricity. We are truly grateful for MidAmerican Energy's continued commitment and trust in our company and our employees, and very much looking forward to working with you to complete these projects. Now I'd like to invite our distinguished guests up here. It's time to cut the ribbon on this milestone order. Stand right here. I'd also like to invite our other ribbon-cutting folks up here. As you can see on stage, we have a large screen that the team at Siemens is producing, a touchscreen educational application that will provide an overview of the wind energy in America, as well as updates and projects and progress on these projects and the impacts it has in the community in the United States. So to give you a sneak peek of the interactive tool, we'll use a touch screen to create the virtual ribbon cutting and commemorate this important event.
I've never done this before.
You've never done this before.
No.
All right. Neither have we. Once the virtual ribbon is cut, though, we invite you all to show up or to come up to stage and take a look at this educational tool. Now, without further ado, I would like to start with the ribbon. Mr. Steve Bicenaris, representing the local communities. Please spin the blade. Mr. Marvin Miller, representing landowners, please spin the blade. Mr. Steve Dryden, representing project developers, please spin the blade. Mayor Brad Randolph, who is not here. All right. We're very appreciative to all our employees here at Siemens and all our facilities around the nation. But since we can only spin the blade so many times, we'd like to ask Tony McDowell, plant manager here at Fort Madison, to spin the blade. And finally, we'd like to invite Ms. Jody Gray, representing all the employees here at Fort Madison, to please spin the blade. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. This has been a special time for us, MidAmerican Energy, Iowa, Kansas, and the wind industry as a whole. This major order confirms wind power's growing importance as a part of the balanced energy mix in the United States. We all play an important role to the continued success, and we appreciate everyone's support.